There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2DM, 2 Drink Minimum, the only podcast that actively kills Yemenese children. The man in front of me is behind that onslaught, and that's why we're getting protested against today. Comedy legend, Yemeni hater, evidently. Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend there is training the soldiers.
Yeah, he's Yosemite Sam right now. Yeah. He's out there shooting. He's
teaching them how to rape.
Yeah, people are protesting the bombs in Yemen. Yeah. Things that I've been talking about for years, and people tell me to shut the fuck up.
When we arrived, that's what I find magical about. Because I heard them protesting, and I was like, what are they protesting? And then I hear them singing about Yemen, and I'm like, do they think, like, there's a Saudi embassy near here?
The Saudi embassy, Mike.
Like, for real, I like the fact that they're like, okay, we got to go out, we got to fucking sing for these people.
Yeah.
Who's that helping? How is that helping?
They should have went to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's house and protested outside of that house. Yeah. Tell them stop selling them weapons.
Stop selling them weapons.
Yeah, that I'd be cool with.
And even that wouldn't change anything. Mm. Justin would just be like, there are ladies with guitars, and he'd hide.
Yeah. He would just start laughing. Like,
ah. He'd put his wife up at the window.
Block me while I paint my face. Oh, God. Oh, Justin Trudeau, what he should do to make good decisions is get some good sleep.
You know what helps him get good sleep? Poly sleep mattress.
Yeah, it's the only way to get good sleep nowadays. Yeah. You should turn off your phone an hour before bed and sleep on a poly sleep mattress and or pillow, really. Mm. Poseidon, if
you're very small, you sleep on the pillow. Yeah.
The big pillows that they have. You could. They're big.
They're giant pillows. Yeah.
My torso size. They're pretty big.
Yeah, if you're poor, you buy 2 king-size pillows.
Oh, you're set.
Yeah, and you're set for life. But if you have a little money, you get a regular polysleep mattress. It'll be the best night's sleep you've had in your life. It's an antimicrobial. Microbial. Thank you for helping me with that word. And so, and apparently your mattress, like after 10 years, half of the weight is just shit that fell off your skin.
Yeah, I think the medical term is dead skin and jism.
Yeah. There's a lot of jizz, and jizz weighs a lot.
Jizz weighs a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
But you know what counters that? Antimicrobial mattresses, which I didn't know existed up until PolySleep came into my life.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can go ahead and order now by the end of the month. I think this promo ends the 31st of this month, but it would be BigDrink25 is the promo code, and you get 25% off.
Off of everything. Everything on the website.
And they got pillows, they got mattresses, they got different types of pillows and mattresses. It's a good time. PolySleep.ca is the website.
PolySleep.ca.
Yep. I myself have the pillow, and I think that's what's caused me to be late in the past.
Why, you been fucking the pillow?
No. What?
Did you make a hole in that pillow?
They thought the jism is only for mattresses. Yeah. The joke's on you, PolySleep.
No, because I was getting such a good night's sleep. That's what.
Ah, okay. Okay. I like the way you turned that around.
Hey, I fucked it.
Can you show the video you showed me of that weird motivational speaker?
Yes,
guy? Oh, I need some motivation. Can you motivate me?
Is he famous? The
is it
okay?
Yeah. If he's showing who I think he's showing.
We don't know why he's famous.
What's his name?
Dan Pena.
Oh yeah, he's the old guy with the white hair. Yeah, he's famous. He's always yelling.
How's he famous? What's he famous for?
He's our level famous. He was on Rogan too.
Okay. Oh, was he on Rogan?
Okay. I think he had it on Rogan's like, what is going on with this guy? He's a loudmouth.
Yes.
I love that. He looks like a mafia lawyer.
Oh, that's hilarious. He does look like a mafia lawyer.
With a huge handkerchief. What the fuck is that handkerchief?
Sometimes you gotta clean away the tears of your enemies.
Are you boys ready?
Yeah.
They say your girlfriend's got a big fucking fat ass, asshole.
She does.
What do you do? 95% of you said nothing. The second question.
Okay.
What if somebody spit on your wife or girlfriend? 75% of you said nothing.
You do nothing?
What the fuck? Nothing. I mean, what happened to your fucking nuts?
Who is spitting on this guy's wife?
God love him.
His cousin, God love
him. He went to jail for stabbing somebody 17 times for calling his girlfriend in 1961. A lard ass. By the grace of God, the guy didn't die. Was it a smart thing to do? No.
So what's the point? Wait,
and that's his motivation. Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
If I understand this correctly, it's what the fuck are you pussies doing if somebody talks shit about your girlfriend? Nothing, because you're a bunch of pussies. My cousin stabbed the guy 16 times. And he's in jail. Was it a smart decision? Absolutely not. Next question.
Yeah. Like, what are you supposed? Yeah. What do you want me to do?
How does that help someone?
That's Tourette. That helps you in a state of confusion to get more confused.
Yeah. That's a type of thing that after you yell that at a crowd, you should go, did I say that out loud? Yeah. I should have written something down before I started yelling.
That's it. Yeah,
and why is someone spitting on your wife?
Yeah. She's hideous.
That's the first question.
You ever seen some of those people that in the street, you look at them and you're like,
and why? And why is someone talking about your wife's ass? Like, yeah. I've never had anyone talk about my wife's ass when I was there.
Yo, Mike, your wife's a lard ass. Yeah. Yeah. You're like, Dad, what? Like, we're here for the weekend. What's going on? Yeah. You invited me here.
And for real, like, spitting, I don't even know what I'd do. If someone spit on my wife, I think I'd get my car and run him over.
Yeah, spit, yeah.
Spit, because you're like, what the fuck? I wouldn't want to fight the guy.
What if
he's
just speaking Arabic?
Yeah, maybe.
He's not doing it on purpose.
He's like, it's a speech impediment. But I want to know where he got his stats from.
Nowhere. He made them up, probably.
What's that? He didn't give any
like,
stats.
Like, because he was like, 90% of...
Oh, no, he said, when you came in here, he made them fill out. He said, when you guys came in here, they made them fill out questionnaires, and you all, the people in here, he said, you people. He said, you people. He was literally talking to them. They all asked, like, I don't know if somebody spits on my
girlfriend.
If
you go see like, you that fucking guy... Pussy. If you go see that guy, though, you know he's going to call you a pussy.
Yeah.
So were they fucking with him?
I don't know, because if I got a question, I went to see him and said, well, what would you do if somebody...
suck his dick.
Yeah. Fucking slap her in the face. Why are you getting spat on, whore? One of you in here is a mental patient. Who said he'd slap his wife in the face for getting spit on?
If you answer, you're just like, I'd stab him 17 times like your stupid cousin. I'd die in prison like your stupid cousin.
God,
I wonder if his cousin got out.
Yeah, he said he didn't die in jail.
Yeah, the guy didn't die. So the guy that he stabbed didn't die. By the grace of God, he survived. So I guess he didn't do like life in prison or something.
How bad are you at stabbing someone that you stab him 17 times and he still doesn't die?
16 of those times are on the arm.
Yeah, for real.
That's what happens. Yeah.
You're a bad stabber.
True, You're at least, and that's in 1961.
Yeah.
You'd at least die
the
from loss of blood.
I stabbed someone 9 times. Where? His arm. I missed the arteries.
Yeah.
Stabbed him in the foot.
Yeah, with a lead pencil.
A stormtrooper stab him. What happened?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that was that seems like that either that guy's really bad at biology. So he's like, I'm going to stab him in the heart. The heart is right next to the dick.
Yeah. His heart is in his ass, everyone else. Heart is where the ass is. That's a good saying. this guy, I don't know how he does. I don't know how people do motivational speaking. I get mad when I hear, I know people who call themselves motivational speakers. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah. All of those people.
We're motivational speakers. People come out, watch us, they laugh. They're like, I'm motivated.
Most of motivational speakers, every time I see them, like same thing with life coaches, I always want to ask them, what have you done that would make me want to become you? Like this guy. With his fucking crazy fucking My Cousin Vinny suit.
Suit. I think that's what he's done. He's given us that suit, and I appreciate it.
But why would I want to listen to a guy that has no solutions?
Yeah. But a lot of problems.
But just a lot
of
anger.
He could be the source of a lot of your problems.
Fuck.
He's 76 years old, and all it says
on
Wikipedia.
What's his name again? Sorry.
Dan Pena.
Okay.
And all it says is he is a Mexican-American businessman.
What? He's not Italian. Thought he was. He looks Italian.
It's racist.
Yeah. He's Mexican.
Yeah.
If he's Italian, he would have been, my cousin, who was in the middle of making a pizza pie.
God damn, that's
He wrote a book, Your First 100 Million.
It's how much is that fucking guy worth? Is he worth more than 100 million?
He looks like he might, because he has a big mouth. He might be worth it, but if he's making all his money off those, off scamming people into motivating them,
yeah,
that's actually a good scam.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's worth 100 million, it's either scamming people with his fucking motivation or some criminal activity. Because he's dressed like a criminal.
Yeah.
I don't know any guys that aren't in the mafia
or adjacent
dress like that.
He's Mexican. Yeah. So,
well,
that's okay. It's quite the assumption.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mexicans don't have criminals. Yeah. Like, it's not technically the mafia, but it's, you know.
It's the cartel.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I'm not a mafia lawyer.
I'm
a cartel guy.
I'm a cartel guy.
Yeah.
What do you like the mafia, but just more violent.
Yeah, I don't represent them in a court of law. I facilitate drug trafficking. So stupid.
He's a cartel lawyer. Yeah. I didn't go to school for this. They bought me a suit.
They told me to give him directions on who's talking shit. The problem disappears.
Yeah. I ask people. I go to the border. I ask the guy, okay, so if we come here, 90% of you say you won't do anything because you don't have balls.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're a bunch of pussies. My cousin would have said something.
Speaking of Mexicans. He was on Rogan.
Yeah, he was on Rogan.
Fuck, I want to go listen to his episode.
Yeah, I think he's one of the, I mean, he might just be, you know, there's those people that they do accomplish a lot of things. They're just not well-spoken. He might be one of those people. Like, maybe he was smart investing or something. Mm. He's just such a rabid loudmouth. You know, like that you just don't take him seriously.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Though. I know. This was enjoyable. This made me laugh.
Yeah.
This is good.
Like, I wouldn't listen to any of his advice, but if I knew he was in Montreal doing a speech in a hotel, I'd go.
I'd invite him to my podcast. Yeah. Be like, let's shoot the shit for a while. Let's talk about aliens and stuff.
Yeah, his professions are YouTuber and financier.
I love that.
Financier.
Financier.
A fucking 72-year-old YouTuber.
And his net worth is reportedly $450 million.
What?
His clients and students have earned over $50 billion.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and believe it because I, unlike you, Mike, like a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Well,
and maybe he considers anyone that sees his videos
his students.
Yeah. He was on fucking Joe Rogan when Joe Rogan signed the $100 million
deal. You saw my student, Rogan?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
This
sounds like my father, but, you know, successful.
It's your dad if your dad had the success gene.
Yeah.
Next video is going to come. Nunchucks. Some of you fags refuse to use them. The legitimacy of karate.
Remember Tony Robbins?
Yeah, he did the same shit, no?
Yeah, yeah. He was like the... Do you know Tony Robbins? He was a guy from the 90s.
He knows Baskin Robbins.
He was a giant man with a weirdly shaped head.
Yeah. A little mongoloid.
Yeah, he definitely...
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Well, he was like...
He's a motivational speaker,
too. He did have the same head as someone with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like He was like the fucking Michael Jordan of mongoloids.
Yeah. He was a mongol up.
He was a mongol up.
He had up syndrome.
Yeah. He had up syndrome. But I remember like his first infomercial he used to do... They always do the same thing. They tell you about how when they were poor, and I wasn't always rich like this. And then he had a thing. He said, I remember I used to live in my one bedroom apartment, and I was washing dishes in the bathtub. And I was like,
you should wash them in the sink. What?
Fucking poor people have sinks too.
Yeah. I feel like that's a you decision. You decide.
Yeah.
I remember when I had to take shits in my kitchen sink. Why don't you use the toilet?
When I was poor, like you guys.
When I was poor. why didn't you use the toilet? I was poor. I wasn't thinking straight.
I had told you I had no money.
So stupid.
But I remember seeing that and I was like, why? Like, why don't. Like, why don't comics, and in those days, comics all had the same basic bits. I was like, when this was before I was doing comedy, I was like, why aren't people talking about how stupid this is?
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I promise I'll write something. I'll start talking about it. I promise.
You'll be like, remember Tony Robbins from 47 years ago?
Me and my buddy Mike want to rape him. He's a buffoon.
Fuck.
From back in the day, this is what I want to tell you today. I remember how... Everything, there was a lot of hackiness, and it was like the standard. You had to be a little hokey, and it was normal, but some stuff went over the top, and people thought, well, that's because it's a serious thing. We go, but it's like, but that makes it hacky. Like, you remember the commercials of the "This is your brain, this is your brain on drugs."
Yeah, yeah.
That's absurd. First of all, your drugs turn into a delicious omelet. You're sending the wrong message.
Plus, you're trying to convince stoners that are going through the munchies by showing them food.
And also, it's just, it's so extreme. It's like, if you do drugs, your head explodes. But then all that it takes is one guy in a classroom to have smoked pot to be like, yeah, I'm still here. And like, oh, that's some bullshit. I sent him a commercial of...
Yes.
Because there used to be a lot of domestic abuse. There still is a lot of domestic abuse, but now people aren't pussies. They don't talk about it as much.
Yeah.
So there used to be a lot
90% of you do nothing.
Yeah.
Your wife yaps and you do nothing.
So put this full screen. This is the greatest... this is the greatest commercial.
She spilled my cup. The name of it is "She spilled my cup."
This is
coffee.
The greatest commercial ever made, and I don't even know if it's real. That's how amazing it is. It could be fake. It's so good, but I think it's real.
All right.
And go back. Just go back to
the beginning. I want to watch the beginning.
I love
this.
It
is the greatest commercial I've ever seen in my life. Coffee.
Please.
That fucking bitch. I'd
like some more. She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch.
What?
What? How do you like that?
You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home.
What?
What just happened?
A bit of an overreaction.
What just happened?
If fucking TV commercials looked like that for real, I'd start watching.
But that's
TV
a TV
again.
Commercial. I think that's a real commercial.
I think it. But since they use the word "fuck,"
I don't know where
it
was.
Yeah, maybe in another country. But they have the American accent.
Yeah,
it's the greatest commercial
the
I've ever
commercial.
Seen in my life.
Yeah, and it makes you realize, oh yeah, that's true.
It makes you think
I should stop hitting my wife. Yeah. Because I wouldn't hit a waitress, but I do hit my wife. So if I wouldn't hit a waitress, why would I hit my wife?
I finally realized.
Fucking smart.
I got two choices. Smart. I gotta stop hitting my wife, or I gotta start smacking these waitresses.
Yeah.
How amazing is that commercial?
Oh my god!
I love his. He spilled my coffee.
Yeah, and it's that loud. It kills me. She spilled my coffee. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You fucking bitch. Yeah.
I like how it cut to the kids like they knew it was coming.
Yeah, but that's because it's showing you the abuse in the home.
Yeah.
The abuse in the home. Did you remember the commercial? I learned it from you, Dad, with the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
You know, like your agent that you had that offered you a role of
as a pedophile? Yeah, yeah.
This guy, when he got the call from his agent going, hey, Steve, no one knows you, but this could be your big break. You're the guy that beats up a waitress and then fucking burns her on TV. Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, he's like, I knew my day would come.
Yeah.
I could show my full range. Yeah. I've been practicing at home for a while.
Oh, God.
Things haven't been going too well, so I got quite some practicing.
And the first take, he was like, I did it perfect. She's not screaming right.
Yeah,
that's not what they sound like usually.
That's not what they sound like. You need more gargles.
The burn is higher pitch.
Oh my god!
This is somebody had to agree to that. That's he's right.
I had a guy a couple of years ago. There was a guy that used to run. He was the vice president of one of the comedy festivals
here.
Here and not in Montreal. So the other festival in Quebec, and he was vice president, and he had beat up his girlfriend at the time, and she had
was
fucking,
it coffee related?
It wasn't coffee related, but she had.
So he didn't have a good reason either.
No, he had no reason, and he'd never hit a waitress, so it just came out of the blue.
No one saw it coming. No one saw it coming. All the waitresses said he's a great tipper. We never saw this coming.
But I did a show with him like this is years ago. I do the show with him. We finished a show. I was working on a bit, so I did a show with him, and then I was going to another club, and then on my way, my manager goes, "Did you see the thing that's on the internet?" And I'm like, "What?" And then I start playing it. His girlfriend had taped him.
Oh,
and he
like audio,
audio, but he was like. You hear him fucking slapping her and going, you fucking bitch. And he's yelling, this is my TV. This is my floor. And then he's yelling like, this is mine. This is mine. And then you hear like slapping. And he's like in French, faisant des bulles avec ta mouth. Keep making bubbles with your saliva. Because I guess she was crying and like bubbles were coming out either her nose or her mouth.
Christ.
And I was like, Jesus, fuck. So it was insane.
When does it get crazy?
I'm the last person I've ever seen this guy while he still has a job. And then, like, a day later, he comes out with this Facebook post, and he's like, look.
It was all a show.
No, he was like, it was taken out of context.
Wait.
He goes, people don't realize that there's to dance, it takes two people. And he goes, I'd been telling her for months that I wanted her to get out of my apartment, but she kept coming back. She kept coming back, and she'd hit me. And this time I decided to hit back. And then you're reading this, and you're like, okay, this isn't helping. This fucking guy's pretending like he was a battered man,
yeah.
And now he decided to fight back. And then he ends his post by going, I decided to give up my job at the festival to devote my life to helping other men that are with women that are abusing them. And I'm like, oh, you fucking idiot. Just quit your job and leave.
That's
like,
a Hail Mary.
Go. Jesus Christ. Go to another city. Go to another. Like, I've never hit my wife, but if I did and she taped me and it came out, I'd be like, all right, I'm moving to fucking, I'm going to Yemen.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What does he do now? Is it Dan Pena?
No, but it's fucking weird because when I heard that, I was like, that fucking dick. If ever I see him, I'm going to fucking yell at him. And I was talking about this with my wife. I was like, I'm going to fucking yell at him. Like 8 years went by. I saw him in a restaurant and he was like really fat. Like he used to be a thin guy. Now he weighed like 400 pounds. And he goes, hey, man. And I'm like, I didn't recognize him at first. And then he starts talking and he's like, yeah, I live with my mom. I deliver pizza now. And I was like, I didn't yell at him because I was like, okay, life took care of him. Like he was vice president of a growing company that he was making like six figures. Like he was probably making $150,000 a year.
And now he's delivering
pizza. And now he's living with his mom and delivering pizza part time.
Holy
so,
shit.
So I didn't tell him to fuck off. We talked a bit and then he left. And then when I told my wife, I was like, I saw him. She was like, did you tell him to fuck off? And I was like, kinda, but you know,
life did that for me.
Yeah, life did that. I'm the exact guy Dan Pena was talking about.
Yeah,
I'm the fucking fag.
You did nothing.
He came to me. He spit on my wife.
Holy shit! Yeah. So he beat the crap out of her.
And it's fucking insane.
There's no way. Here's what I'll tell you. This is how you know he's full of shit. There's no way it was the first time he beats the shit out of her because she knew to record
it. She recorded it.
So that means she saw it coming.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn, yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy was doing that on the regular.
Yeah, he was doing that. And plus, it's fucking weird, like hearing, just like whenever I see videos of animals or women getting hit, I always stop it right away.
To jerk off?
Yeah, because I come too quick. I'm like, I need Kleenex. But this one is fucking weird because I couldn't.
Poseidon's losing his shit.
Holy shit, bro.
It was
this your first day here?
Because I could recognize the voice. You know how fucking crazy it is to hear someone? Like, he wasn't a friend, but
someone you know.
He was like an acquaintance friend. Mm. So it's weird hearing a guy that you know you like. And if you would have asked me a week before the audio came out, how is that guy? I'd be like, oh, he's a good dude.
But if you don't know someone too well, you could kind of I'm not going to say I think some people beat their wives. All I mean is sometimes you can tell when you're with someone, the way they react, you know, when they overreact to small shit. Sometimes I'll think and I'll be like, oh, bro, that's going to be a tough person to live with. I have thought of shit like that. Like, I see people, I'm like, fuck it, this is over nothing. Imagine if you live with them and, I don't know, dinner's not ready or some shit. Yeah. Like, god damn.
He was in, before he got that job at the festival, he was in a comedy duo. And the guy he was with seemed really violent. So I just assumed it'd be the other guy. Like, I remember, and then when that happened, everyone that knew him, everyone was like, wasn't it the other guy that seemed crazy?
But he seemed nuts.
Yeah, the other guy seemed super aggressive, and he seemed like calm and relaxed. He'd get shit done.
Yeah,
and the other guy just fucking like go mental. But I guess
they were both crazy. They were both crazy. But some people it shows, some people it doesn't. Yeah.
And plus, maybe he was doing the technique I used to do. Like when I was I still drink way too much. But in the old days when I drank like really too much, I'd always hire someone on my team that was a fucking train wreck. That would drink more than me. So the people would be, they just notice him. So they'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? Why can't he just be like Mike and be passed out in the fucking in the stairs.
Is that why I'm on the fucking team?
Yeah. No, yeah. See, this is the first tour I do that there isn't an alcoholic.
Yeah, there's no
one.
Yeah.
No one, like, Preach is the one that drinks the most, but he doesn't get drunk. Really.
No, not at all. And yeah. This is the only alcoholics are the people that come watch the shows.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, what a
yeah
twisted turn of events.
Yeah, twisted. There was a fucking that was weird yesterday.
Yeah,
when we left,
a little strange
because we did a show last night in Victoriaville. Very fun show.
Oh yeah.
Very cool. The mayor came out.
The mayor!
And the mayor's wife is...
Who I thought was his sister, for the record.
The mayor's the mayor's sister wife is...
It was me. I misunderstood. Yeah. When he introduced her, I misheard, and I thought he said it's my sister. So I had established in my imagination that it's his sister. And then the conversation went
and
on.
And then they're like, we have a baby?
Yeah, they said, we have a baby or something. And then I was just like, oh, they do things differently here. Yeah. And I was like, don't say anything, because if that's what happens here, like, they might think you're the asshole. Yeah. And I was just going to tell you. And then I was like, maybe I misunderstood. And it was Michelle that's like, no, it's just me, it's not his sister.
And like, this is a smaller town than I thought. Yeah. But his wife was one of my Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I was very, very, very surprised. But so we did the show. The show was fun. Around the end of the show, I got a weird applause break in the middle of my last joke.
Yeah.
And then, but just in like in the balcony. And then I asked what was going on, and people were like, someone's bothering us. And then the one person was yelling, they're getting mad at me because I'm laughing too loud. But just by their voice, I could tell it wasn't because they were laughing loud. It was because they were just talking, being dicks. So anyway, the show ends, and then that fucking drunk guy.
Broke into the back.
Yeah. And then you told me, you're like, I think he has blood on his pants. So he had blood on him. And then he was waiting for me outside when we came out. And I walked right by him and he didn't even see me.
Yeah, oh, he was finished.
They were trash. Yeah.
But even when we came out, it was me, you, Preach, him. It's like, and then there was cops. There's three cop cars and ambulance.
Three cop cars and ambulance.
As soon as I saw the small town, there's cops, us, a black guy with a bandana. Yeah. I was like, oh, we're fucked. Yeah. I go, oh shit, they're gonna arrest and beat the shit out of all of us.
You know what's weird too? When I don't know if you guys went out the same way I did, but that was a one way going the other direction.
Oh, we just followed you.
So I just went out, and then I saw the cops, and I saw like the arrow pointing the other direction, and I was like, oh, because like at first I was like the cops that are with the guy, they're not gonna chase us. But I was like, those guys.
Well, the other guys in the car went, because I was we were the last car. We followed you and Preach. I was nice to them. I did this.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were very confused because they both did this like.
Yeah.
They try to wave back like, why is he? Because I was like
Also, we left from a one way.
Yeah, oh, we left from a one way.
I just wanted to get out of there. There was drunk people, blood, cops. Yeah. I was like, hey, it's not for me.
It was a fun show, but weird ending.
Weird ending, but great show.
Yeah.
People were fun. We had
we had a girl come backstage after the show that lost her shit when she saw Poseidon.
You were the biggest get, the biggest surprise. Yeah. She had no, because you know what it seemed like? Because I didn't know because she says, I watch the French cast, I watch, like, she sees you all the time. Mm. So he's not on stage.
Yeah.
So me, and Preach, there's a surprise, but like, I know they're there.
Yeah.
She had no idea he was there.
Yeah.
So when he came, she's like, oh my God. And Poseidon's like, yes, hello, ma'am.
Yeah. And she asked her friend, she was like, can you take a picture? And her friend said in French, he was like, is that the Greek giant? The Greek giant.
Poseidon was very accommodating. He's like, all right, do I have to fellage? Oh, I was God. Like, no, just take a photo. Just take a photo. He's like, I don't know how to handle fans.
I was already licking my lips, so let's go.
And you were better at taking pictures yesterday, because he always does the same thing. He takes a picture from down low, so then everyone looks like they weigh 9,000 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I don't know why I do that.
He took a picture of you and me with Hélène Boudreau, the
oh yeah, we looked
girl.
Terrible.
I look like I weigh 900 pounds.
And you know what? People ask me, they go, I just saw a picture of you the other day. You look like you lost weight. How the fuck do you look like that? And I didn't know what to answer. I don't know. I ate some cake. I have no idea why. Yeah. But it's because
takes it from down. Like, it's not bad for Hélène because it makes her tits look bigger.
Yeah.
Because you don't notice. Like, but us, like, if my tits look bigger, I just look fucking crazy.
Yeah, I always wondered. Yeah. I didn't realize until you said it yesterday. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's why I look retarded. Yeah. I look 4'8" and 900 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2".
Yeah. But see, yesterday he took a picture higher up.
Because you told him.
I look like I weigh fucking 158.
Because you told him. I remember you're like, can you please put the camera higher? Well, and he's like this. He's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So, well, it's at your ankles now.
Do you do that for everyone or you just do it because you think I'm short?
No, for everyone. Because I don't know. For some reason in my head, it's like, okay, I'm going to take, because I know I'm tall. So I do it as like to accommodate people. I'm going to take it from. An average person's height.
That's not an average person's height. You go
so
down.
So you
low.
Go here. So you think here. The average person is 4'7"?
No, but I'm thinking also the way if
leprechauns.
So let's say an average person's height comes up to here, right? But they'll hold it. And
you
they'll,
think
so
average people like you're not fucking 7 feet tall.
But like I don't know, like here.
No. Yeah, he's going higher and higher. You know, like here.
Here. You know?
and you think when people take photos, everyone takes photos like this. The camera's just below their neck.
not right below, bro.
I'm like a terrible journalist from the 1970s. Nah, see? Like, what are you doing?
Because I'm trying to get it like, I don't know. I'm trying to, I don't know.
That's it. That's the real answer. I don't know. But the Pixel 6 XL takes crazy photos. Did he show you what he took from the stage?
Yeah.
God damn, the bounciness of the lights. I didn't know that. Fucking Google.
Yeah.
Even Michelle was impressed. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's a cell phone.
And I just realized yesterday, because I never take pictures of myself. Like, I always use Instagram or whatever. Like,
the best is you never take a picture to show that there's actual people in front of us. So it always looks like we're talking to ourselves. Like, my photos just looks like he's always in a room alone.
There's a reason for that, though. Because I do not want the crowd to see me.
Obviously. No, yes. Don't let them see you. Because you ruin the magic.
Yes, there you go. But what was I saying?
It's just funny.
Oh, yeah, the pictures. Yeah, because I always use, like, Instagram, so the quality is always terrible because, it doesn't use the actual camera. Just
like when you turn on Instagram directly to take a photo?
Yeah, exactly, like some shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're way better off taking a regular picture and then putting it up.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then I took yesterday. I was just curious. I was like, you know, I'm going to take some pictures of the guys. Yeah. And I was like, yo, these fucking pictures are fucking amazing.
And plus, that was even without any effects.
Yeah, you just took a photo.
It was just a regular picture.
Yeah, no,
with shit like the lighting is just stage lighting, so it's not like
it's not good for photos.
And I had zoomed in, so there was pixelation lost. I had to zoom in, so
pixelation.
Yeah,
pixelation. That's a good word, pixelation.
Pixelation.
I like pixelation. Yeah. That's a good word. You being a music guy, we talked about you singing Hallelujah. Yeah.
Oh, there was an article about me.
That's
today
what I want to get to
in the Montreal Gazette. With the worst goddamn title ever.
Ever in the history.
Amazing article.
If you don't call or text and tell them, I'm going to have to send Poseidon down there.
Yeah. Can you just pull up the article just to see what the title is?
You want me to bring it up here?
Yeah.
So it was just a song, Hallelujah, by Leonard Cohen for his dear friend, Falu. And what they say is, Mike Ward changes tune, and that's no joke. What the fuck? Like, as if you change, like, political stance. Such a bullshit title.
Yeah.
The controversial because some people don't like to laugh, comedian surprises with his heartfelt rendition of Leonard Cohen's classic, Hallelujah.
Nah. And then they go down. Oh, hold on. What does it say? Five words. Few would have ever predicted to read or hear Mike Ward sings Leonard Cohen. Add another five words to that with surprising panache and passion.
Panache. Like, go back just to see when you Google, when you see the thumbnail, they don't use that picture.
Oh, I see what you mean. I know what you're talking about.
Which is a horrible picture of
that's
me,
still
by
horrible.
The way.
You got cool photos.
I'm about to suck a dick. But look, see, when you see Brownstein, Mike Ward changes his tune.
Oh,
it
has Jeremy.
It's a picture of Jeremy Gabriel.
So it sounds like it's related to that.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. They're just
bunch
pieces
of
shit.
Is it in the actual article?
No,
it's not even in the article.
Go down. They probably linked it.
Oh, see, it's.
But why would they pull? No.
On this topic. Yeah,
but why would they pull that one?
Yeah, it's
it doesn't
crazy.
Make any sense.
Yeah.
I hate that clickbaity shit.
Yeah, some sus stuff.
That's why
they
called it changes his tune. Like, oh, maybe he's saying he's gonna make a rock album with this kid.
Yeah. At least it's a good picture of me. Goddamn! Look at that. I look. If you ask someone. I look retarded on that. There's nothing about me that doesn't look retarded.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you told me right now, that does not look like up syndrome. That's 100%
that's
down.
That's definitely down syndrome. Like, my body is the body of someone that doesn't know how to eat properly. My fucking face. Look at that.
You don't know how to face properly. Yeah. Look at that.
Like, I look like, there's a camera. I have a microphone.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. God damn.
God damn, look at me. Oh, Jesus. Couldn't they have fucking taken, like, a freeze frame of me singing?
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck. I always hate that.
I hate the media. Yeah. I only started legitimately hating the media when we became friends and I started to see all this nonsense and the bullshit. I started to actually hate them because I was finally allowed behind the curtain. Yeah. So I would see, for example, you say something and then them take it out of context or say the opposite. And I was like, wait, what? Whoa, no, hold on a second. I was there. Yeah. I know the truth.
Yeah.
You know what happens too? Like oftentimes the photographer isn't being a dick. It's just I realize how bad photographers are when Michelle started taking really good pictures. Because my manager, Michelle, like, he has amazing pictures. And there's a guy in the States called Dan Dion that takes amazing pictures too. And both of these guys aren't photographers. They're just people that understand comedy. So if Michelle is watching you do a show, he'd be like, he knows the exact moment to take the picture. Because he's like, okay, that's when the joke lands. That's a good picture. But most photographers, they'll go, he's a funny guy. He made a funny face. So they're happy. Like, hey, he looks stupid. That's funny.
Jesus. Michelle has taken some of the best photos of
him. Yeah. I've never seen, like the best pictures I've seen of comedy in the last 5 years are all Michelle.
100%.
Yeah.
Not like I've seen of mine, of you. It's all him. Preach, he's taking some good pictures. Yeah. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw, he took a picture of Preach in mid-flight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, Preach does his hop sometimes.
Yeah.
While he was in hop, so it just preaches with his arms out, and it just looks like he's floating.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and he didn't even mean to. He's like, I knew he bounces, but it was just perfect timing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, fuck, he's good.
Yeah, very
good. But you brought up the fact before the show that you love music so much that you're a big Foo Fighters fan.
I am a big Foo Fighters fan, and Taylor Hawkins, the drummer, died. When you're going to listen to this episode, we're going to know exactly what killed him. They're saying they're not sure if it's drug-related, but it was in Colombia, so it's definitely drug-related. Do they say in that article? Yeah, that's what surprised me. They said Hawkins drummed. Is this a Canadian article?
Yeah.
Okay, because they write... Hawkins drum for Canadians Alanis Morissette and Sass Jordan. I was very surprised. You remember Sass Jordan?
The name rings a bell.
She was a singer from Montreal that never really took off in the States. So she was just kind of big here in Canada. So I was surprised that he was, and he probably drummed for her when he was like fucking 19. But he died.
I didn't even know he was Canadian.
No, he's not. He's from LA. So I don't know how the fuck he started drumming for Sass Jordan, but he died. They think it might be an overdose.
Oh, he was in Bogota.
Yeah, and my theory is if he, like, you know how the last couple of years that they've been putting fentanyl in coke and everyone's saying, like, don't do coke, don't do coke? And if he used to be a drug guy, if, like, he probably didn't do coke anymore because he was like, I don't want to die from fentanyl. But if you're in Colombia, you're like, fuck, I'm going to buy coke in Colombia. It's the best coke in the world, right? Mm.
He was there with the band on a concert.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So so it's definitely it's, I'm sure it's coke, and it, what surprised me is coke in Colombia is as shitty as it is here.
It's just what fucks with me is the needless deaths. Like, this didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why the first series of overdoses from fentanyl. You figure, okay, these fucking drug cartels and drug dealers wanted to. It's a way to get a better high that doesn't cost much. But then when you see so many people dying, you figure they'd go, "We're killing our customers. Like, we need to find something else."
But it's not. It's greedy dealers.
That's what I heard. It's not the top.
It doesn't come from actually the top hates this shit.
Yeah, apparently the top has murdered a lot of low-level drug dealers.
They should murder all of them. Yeah. Like, all of the lower-level drug dealers should get murdered by the cartel.
Yeah, if they find out you do this shit, yeah, they do. If they find out, they murder you.
Yeah, because you're fucking up their business. And you're bringing heat by cops, unnecessary heat.
Yeah.
So they hate that shit. They hate fentanyl deaths, the up-tops.
Plus, like, a fentanyl death from someone super famous.
Yeah.
Like, right now, this is... this doesn't look good for Colombia. Now they're only going to be associated with cocaine.
Yeah, people are, when you're going to hear Colombia, you're going to think about cocaine. What? Before that, you thought about the beaches, yeah, the fruit,
trees,
the papayas. Yeah. I don't even know if they have papayas, but the beautiful trees, the fucking...
Pablo Picasso, I think, something like that.
Yeah, that was his name. He was an artiste.
He was an anarchist. Yeah, it sucks.
Speaking of Pablo, I don't know why sometimes I go down. Well, everyone does this. You Google something.
Rabbit hole.
And then you end up in a rabbit hole. And I got in this weird rabbit hole of Pablo Picasso painting on fucking ceramics.
Okay.
And it's fucking like on plates and on mugs. And it's kind of disgusting, but at the same time, you're like, that's fucking amazing that mug was painted by Pablo Picasso. But they're like insanely expensive.
Are they ugly?
They're not ugly, but they're just stupid. Like if you came to my house and I had a Picasso mug, and you'd be like, who made that? And I'd be like, Picasso? You'd be like, no, your fucking nephew made that.
Oh, okay, like yeah, that.
Like
yeah.
It's like Google Pablo Picasso ceramics. Cause it's not even ceramics that he made. It's just ceramics that he like. So it's like if Pablo Picasso went to fucking IKEA and bought like 84 plates. Like
I hope one says "World's Greatest Picasso."
Like see, like it's not ugly, but it's just like
it's
see.
Simple.
I like that rooster, but that rooster is probably $53,000.
That's absurd.
How much is it? Can you just check?
No
out
cock
how much
is worth
the,
that much.
The cock, the white cock is worth?
You know what a rooster cock looks like, bro? Yeah.
Where's the rooster?
That one. The one you were on.
So you don't know out of all these photos which one is the rooster?
Is this a rooster?
Yeah.
No, that's an owl.
Okay. It looks like a rooster.
That's a
me.
Rooster.
Oh, wood owl. Yeah, I was right.
Wood owl.
That's a rooster. Look at the tail. That's a rooster.
It's a wood owl made out. It's a ceramic rooster.
Oh, you know why you think it's a rooster? I know why. Go up. You see that the brown patch under his nose?
Here?
Yeah, that's why you think it's the rooster, because it looks like the rooster's ball sack thing.
Oh, yeah. Ball sack thing. Yeah. Let's see the price. Maybe visit
that's
the
a
website.
Terrible owl. Yeah. Should have more of a round head.
I wonder who painted this.
It's Picasso.
He just told you.
Yeah. No.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking goddammit.
Get him out of the studio.
Remember when you're talking about how shit was hacky in the old days? Some things are still hacky.
Still hacky.
Does it say? This work is in excellent condition.
It says sold. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Call. No. Hold on. What's it called? Public.
What's the website called? Motherfucking Masterwork.
Just click Picasso Ceramics for sale.
I love the name. Motherfucker Art. Yeah. Motherfucker Art Masterworks. But what is this? Everything is sold
in Park. It's under 10,000, that's for sure, though. Yeah.
Fine art.
Click on Picasso Ceramics for sale. Underneath. Go down.
Where is it?
Right next
top of the
to
head.
New arrivals.
Top of the head.
Like the
top
header.
The
there you go. There you go. Sign up for that.
Fuck off.
Okay. Oh, that's a fucking ugly mug.
Oh, I wouldn't. Yeah,
and then check to see if there's a thing like sort from most expensive to least expensive.
No, they don't have it.
They don't have
it. Yeah.
Can you want to paint one Poseidon yourself and be like, this is a Picasso. It's been my family for years.
Look, see that plate.
That plate
is $50,000.
That's absurd.
Well, that's insane.
And that's
I like that
like,
painting on the right of the plate, though.
It's
I like it, too.
But it's a ceramic.
This is 50 grand. I would never pay $50,000 for this. I don't care if I had $500 million.
Is that Satan trying to kill a dog?
It looks like Satan is murdering a deer while a bunch of retarded men and little ladies watch.
That looks like a centaur.
But with horns.
Yeah. Centaur.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Look, Pablo Picasso was a tortured soul.
It looks like he got a lot of inspiration
from
Greek mythology, maybe.
You think he was forced like us with his wife or girlfriend to go to those places to paint the ceramics?
But apparently, like I told you, right, I bought a drawing of Picasso years ago. Because he used to, like, he wouldn't pay for, like,
this one's on special.
Pay for shit. And he'd just, like, draw, like, random, like shit on napkins. And the thing I'd bought, it was numbered, I think it was the 23rd or 43rd drawing of the day. So he used to just fucking like draw like crazy. So you can still get drawings for like under maybe 1500, but these are fucking expensive. 80,000.
80,000. What is this? He drew an iguana.
Oh, that's
with
actually,
horns.
No, that's a goat.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's 100% a goat?
Yeah.
But would you, here's the question. If you bought one of these plates, would you
and
ever
look,
eat
see,
off
it? See, it's on sale. Go up.
This one's on.
It was 125,000.
Oh, yeah, it's
but
true.
But it's on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are going through a recession right now. There's inflation.
Jesus
it's,
Christ. Bro, all this says to me is money laundering. That's all I get from this.
Oh, this is huge money laundering.
Yeah.
All the art world like this is all money laundering. Ooh, look at that owl. That's a fucking owl. Oh, go down. There's a happier
version.
It looks like
Oscar.
Bro, there's a retarded
that
owl.
That looks like a Sesame Street character.
Bro.
It looks like a Muppet Show.
It looks scary, the 111. It looked retarded.
And people thought NFTs were dumb.
Yeah, this is NFTs before NFTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want an NF plate?
Yeah.
Go to motherfucker.com.
You sound like Bernie Mac, bro.
It's so funny. Motherfucker.
What's even crazier, though, like I was on, I don't know if it's this website or one of these websites, and I was like, who would pay $18,000 for a plate by Picasso? But then after I was like, it's Picasso, so maybe some people pay. And then I checked the other artists, and the other artists are people no one's ever heard of, and they're fucking garbage. Is worth $18,000 too.
We're in the wrong business.
So I was like, God damn, I need to, like that fucking thing.
Is that a bong?
I don't know. The $19,000 thing. What is that?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's
looks like
weirdest
a
weirdest dildo.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It looks like a weird dildo.
It's a triple sided dildo.
It's a
four-way
four
dildo.
No, I don't think the bottom one. I think the bottom one you put on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It probably has a little.
Oh, no, you leave
top.
It. You stand it up like that.
Yeah, this is for the G spot.
You just stand it up like that. And that's it. It's just three dildos.
Yeah, it's a little ball touches.
One's on.
Jesus
Christ.
Yeah.
God, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Pablo Picasso glass. It's just called
glass.
I'm pretty sure, though, like Picasso, he was making so much shit, and he was making a lot of money. After a while, he was probably just making his friends laugh, going, look, these fucking idiots are going to buy this.
Yeah.
I think so, too. At some point, you get
because that see the plate that it's like a sun.
That's
like
a child's
real,
drawing.
That if my kid made a drawing like that, I would be like, I'd rip it in his face and go, "This is not fridge worthy. You fucking idiot!
Get out of here!
Learn how to read, because you suck at art.
Yeah. You're not my son." He turns around his wife. You coffee spilling bitch! Who did you sleep with?
Who spilled this coffee? You did when you were yelling at
us. Yeah.
That's not an excuse, you fucking whore.
Yeah, you know, because you're talking about those commercials and the hackiness before. They used to always tell us when I was young that winners don't use drugs. And then I found out those were lies.
Yeah. Winners always use drugs.
Yeah, they were always using drugs. Yeah. They lied.
Yep.
They deterred many kids who, with a little bit of drugs, could have become phenoms.
Yeah.
From becoming phenoms.
They created losers.
They created losers.
But then again, a lot of them just became fiends.
Who?
Like kids that went on drugs and
shit. Lance Armstrong used drugs.
No, but I'm talking about like...
Number one.
No, but a lot of kids ended up just becoming fiends.
Right, but winners, we're saying winners don't use drugs. Winners do use drugs. The entire Russian Olympic team, they used to win everything.
Yeah, but they use drugs responsibly.
Like, people talk shit about Ben Johnson, but he ran faster than... anyone until Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, really? He was 20 years before everyone.
Yeah.
He was fast as shit.
God damn.
Yeah, I remember when I used to play ball hockey, there was a guy, super good, but he would only be good when he would smoke up and get high before the game. And then he said, everything's just slower. He goes, it's just amazing. And he was amazing. I was like, yo, this guy's fucking, dude, he's a Latino kid. Yeah.
Who is that?
Everything is slower?
Yeah.
The swimmer was Michael Phelps, right?
Michael Phelps. You smoke all kinds
of
dope.
And they, I remember a couple of years ago, the Olympics wanted to take away his medal because of weed.
Yeah, it doesn't help in that sense. It's not, it doesn't give him, like, it helps him in the sense that it calms him down and makes it, whatever the fuck it does, but it's not like he's cheating.
Yeah.
It's just weed. You use weed too if you want. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I've always seen steroids. Like, whenever people say they shouldn't use steroids, it's cheating. But I'm looking at the sport as entertainment.
Yeah.
So if steroid makes these guys run faster, it makes a better race.
You know what I don't get? I can see the argument in sports. Because if you don't know that the other person's using steroids, and especially some steroids, like in fighting sports, you could kill someone. You break his skull. I get that. Where I don't understand the problem, it was with professional wrestling. When they made a whole scandal about it.
Yeah.
They're using... It's dangerous for who? This is scripted. This is a show.
It's dangerous for themselves to get heart attacks in their 50s.
Yeah, but this is theater. If they want to do it, who gives a fuck? Why is there a governing body?
That's why they had amazing fucking physiques.
Yeah, what do you think? That's normal? 80s,
yeah.
That is a male physique that you cannot attain. They ruined our self-image.
Yeah.
They destroyed a generation of boys. Whenever we talk about the generation of girls that was destroyed because of Barbie, we never talk about the generation of boys that were destroyed by the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Why is that? I'll tell you why. Sexism. The matriarchy. This is all matriarchy.
It's the fucking matriarchy that ruins everything.
You always hear about the patriarchy.
Toxic femininity.
I'm bringing in toxic femininity. There's a problem there. We need to address it, ladies. It's not fair. It's not right.
You had Arnie fucking saying pumping iron is like an orgasm. You remember that video?
Yeah, but I don't know how that's related. He was right.
Love how you call him Arnie.
Yeah. He knows him. They're not even on a first. They're on a nickname basis.
Arnie.
He calls him Arnie, and Arnie calls him Tubby. Tubby. What are you doing?
Well, because you said Barbie, so I was trying to say like, I was trying to find something that went.
Ken and Barbie.
Barbie ruined women's self-esteem, so Arnie ruined.
But Arnie, I don't think Arnie was known for
he
steroids.
He didn't ruin our self-esteem, though.
Well, no, but he was on crazy steroids as well, though.
Probably.
So, like,
did that happen? Was that found out?
He never got caught.
Never got caught. Yeah, so there
that's
you go.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Alleged, yeah. Look, we're not going to start another war with these Austrians, so just watch your goddamn mouth. Yeah. The last time he pissed one of them off, he fucking started killing people. Calm down.
But he was a failed artist.
So is Arnie.
But Arnie could have been a failed artist.
Yeah.
If Arnie didn't win Mr. Olympia, Mr. Universe, you think people would have hired him to do movies? Go, this guy was third place at Mr. True. Olympia.
They'd be like, strangler.
He can't speak English. And he plays seventh.
Yeah, you couldn't sell him. It's not marketable.
It'd be Lou Ferrigno in every movie.
Yeah. Who has severe down.
He'd be
down
like, seven. I'll be back.
Could you imagine? I'm a cybernetic organism. Sent from future back time. Like, oh, God.
I don't think he was just deaf, right?
Well, is he deaf?
I think he's deaf.
I thought it was just
dumb. Think he's super smart, but hold on, he was just deaf.
Professional bodybuilder and actor as a bodybuilder for Ferrigno 1. It doesn't say. Hold
I didn't know he was deaf. I thought he was just dumb. I thought he was just a goof.
No.
Lou Ferrigno issues.
Lou Ferrigno deaf.
Yeah, type that in. What
deaf,
do you mean issues?
Like D-E-A-F, not like like he's dope.
Ferrigno was bullied.
He's fat.
P-H-A-T, baby.
He was bullied growing up for his hearing aid and speech impediment.
Oh, yeah.
And to escape the kids calling him deaf and mute, he dove into the Hulk and Spider-Man comic books.
Why would you call a guy that can clearly speak mute? Like, those are bad bullies.
Yeah.
He's not mute. He's deaf.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of things he can make fun of.
Like, what's up, Greek? I'm Italian. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Greek is a funnier word to say. Get used to it.
He goes, I was obsessed with power, he says. I wanted to be strong enough so that I could be able to defend myself. Makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. Except you figure he'd learn how to fight instead of just, they're going to stop bullying me. I'm going to get super muscular. Then I'm going to lose some weight.
Yeah.
Hey, look, if he was really smart and he wanted to avoid hearing them bully him, he would just turned off the hearing aid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't let. He's like, hey.
Talk to the hand because I legitimately can't hear you.
Yeah. It's like they're insulting you and you just do this. You are such a. Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus Christ. It's like cyberbully. Just turn off your phone.
Yeah, they're just yelling at him and he can't hear anything. He's like, ha ha ha. Your words, they do nothing to me. Pussies. That would fuck with their heads because he wouldn't even react. He could say anything. He'd be like, pussies. They do nothing. They're deflecting off me. We should teach deaf kids to do that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. We're here. Keep talking to yourselves, you idiots.
But then do you think it would motivate bullies to learn sign language?
That, well, you know what?
That's a committed
more
bully.
More power to them.
That is, that bully
committed.
Worked hard to get that kid to commit suicide.
Yeah, if you commit, if you commit to that bit and reap the rewards.
That bully deserves all the pain he inflicts. God damn, that's a good bully.
He was clever. He's imagine what he do. Turn off hearing aids. So I spent a year and a half learn to mix and language. I fuck up his life.
Imagine you go into the basement, you see your son learning sign language. Like, what are you doing? I want to hurt a deaf guy.
I think I'd be proud.
In real life, I'd be like,
We got to lock this kid in
the
basement.
Yeah, I'd be like, we got to call someone. This is a serial killer. Yeah, yeah. This kid's going to murder someone very soon.
Yeah. I think serial killer goes from murdering cats to learning sign language.
To
fucking buying knives.
That for me would be problematic. I wouldn't be like, oh, cool. I'd be like, get the cage. We gotta do something.
Lock him up.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. You lost your son.
Yeah,
that kid's a mental patient.
He's a demon, bro.
Yeah, however, hilarious commitment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, look, I said commit to the bit. This is the wrong bit to commit to. Write some jokes.
What series was Lou Ferrigno in? Was the he Hulk. In? No, but he like I know him from the Hulk, but he was in the King of Queens.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Jokes aside, I hear he's a nice dude.
Yeah, and he was amazing in the Hulk. I remember, like, when the Hulk came out, he was so fucking massive.
You thought it was the real Hulk.
And he was, like, with the camera angles. Like, when you'd see Arnold and you'd see him, he looked like he was 9 times as big as Arnold.
Yeah, he looked huge.
Oh, shit, he was also a security guard in 2003's Hulk.
Like, but in the movie, not, like, on set.
In the movie.
Yeah, because like, that'd be sad if he was on set going,
I'm Edward Norton security.
Oh, that would have sucked.
You know, I was the Hulk once. Shut up, security guy. Just let me
I saw my... Arnold in his underwear.
Yeah. All right, I've had enough of you, Ferrigno. No, he played. It was like a wink to people who remember him.
Yeah.
I like the way you said it, though. Like, his career really tanked. He's now a security guard.
What's his name? Gary Coleman was a real security guard.
Isn't Gary Coleman 4 feet tall?
No, he was a cop.
No, but yeah, well, he was.
Am I thinking of the right guy?
I think it was the black guy. About Willis.
How is he? What is he securing?
He was.
I had another Coleman, and I.
He was a security for he was a mall cop.
For what? A little person's mall.
But like, if you run a mall and you hire people, then you have like the choice to get someone that can actually do the job, or America's favorite son.
Hold on, he did this afterwards.
Yeah. Like when he was in his 20s.
So there's a bunch of people trying to rob a store, and then what you guys talking about? What the fuck? That's absurd.
Yeah. You know how sad that fucking life is?
Oh my
God. You're like, my parents stole all my money.
Is that what happened to him?
Yeah.
Because
he was like now they have laws in the States that showbiz parents can't just take all the money. But in those days, they didn't. So I think it was his dad that was a piece of shit.
And that's what happened here. I learned from you, like, back in the day.
Like, that was him when he was a... Like,
he still looks like a child.
Go Google...
He ran security for the children's ball pit.
Yeah.
What? Is that true?
No, I'm just making it up.
write security guard.
Oh, no, this is terrible.
Yeah, see? Security.
It comes up.
But it might be fake. Oh, yeah, there he is.
This looks like he...
That looks like
all you're doing is making me sad. That's all you're doing.
Oh, no. Yeah, it has to be true because, see, Chappelle was doing a parody of it.
Well, that just makes me sad, bro.
Yeah.
Nine facts you never knew about Gary Coleman.
Well, I knew
Look at how small he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that car looks like a dragon.
So do you consider, like, Gary Coleman average height when you take people's pictures?
Yeah, you take people's pictures if everyone Gary Coleman.
What would Gary do?
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
What a poor guy.
That's and you told me that here the like I know with comedy because comedians for a while were making crazy money when Gilbert Rozon was running Just for Laughs, people were getting paid, but at the same time production companies and I guess managers used to have a different deal. It used to be like 80%.
Yeah, when comedy exploded in French in Quebec because of the Just for Laughs festival. And at first, like Gilbert, even the comedy school here in Quebec was just invented because there weren't enough French Canadian comics. And they, like, what they did in English, they were like, we can just get Americans to come in and people be happy to see American comics. But in French, at first, they tried to bring in comics from France. But Quebecers didn't like the French comics. So they were like, we have to create French comics. So they invented the school and then created sort of an industry. And since Juste pour rire was the only fucking game in town, they were signing people with deals like 85-15.
But 85 for the manager.
85 for the manager. So for Just for Laughs. So
there were comics that were selling hundreds of thousands of tickets
and making like 150,000 a year. Like to sell like 300,000 tickets.
So there was comics that were probably making 30 to 50 G's. But they could have been making over 100,000 if there was a fair split.
Like, and I'm saying 100. Like, probably most comics in those days that were signed with Just for Laughs, like the huge ones were making maybe 100,000 a year. But the regular ones were making like 20 or 30. But if they had like a fair split, like we have now, they'd all be millionaires.
Crazy. Yeah. So it's kind of, I'm just bringing that up as in there was the Hollywood kids. The parents took. Control and took advantage of them. And then here in this industry, it was the management companies, the production houses, the boîtes, the boxes. They would take advantage.
But it was just one boîte. It was just for laughs.
Oh, really?
They were the only one that did this. And then as soon as other managers and production companies came out, then they had to compete.
So then they'd go, okay, we'll go 75-25.
Yeah.
And then someone else like, okay, I'll do 60-40. Yeah. Okay.
And then 50-50 and, you know.
That's pretty cool, though. Like, it's good. I'd love to see someone talk about, like, a documentary and you interview people just to talk about where it went from nothing. And then, we don't like the French from France. It's not funny. Yeah. Let's try to create an industry.
Like, that's crazy. Gilbert Rozon, like, since, because of all the rape allegations, like, his name is ruined. But he created... industry in Quebec that
still lives and thrives.
There was another guy before him that had kind of started it, but he only started it for one guy, for Yvon Deschamps. That he, like, Yvon Deschamps used to sell out theaters and he'd do
for months
Place des Arts. Like, he did, I think he did Place des Arts 500 times, like the big room, the 3,500 seater.
Did you say 500 times?
500 times. And he did it so often they had to change the stage because he like he'd walk just at the same area. So the stage was kind of like
grooved in
because of his feet.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's fucking insane.
But these are impressive historical moments
that
I wish there was a documentary.
Yeah.
Because the scene here, a lot of people don't know. I learned it because of you. The history of the French scene and then how it influenced what they do here in English and all that stuff. I had no idea. And it's pretty crazy. Because I've never... Yeah. You know what it feels like? It feels like... you know when they build a new city or a new town, they go somewhere where it's like, you can't live here. But they go, fuck off, we can live here. Mm. Let's say Nevada, Las Vegas. That's not livable. And yet they made a badass fucking city.
Yeah.
Same thing here. Like, it doesn't exist. There's no comedy. They don't even know what stand-up is. I gotcha. A school. We'll teach you how to fucking do it. We'll give money. Just to create a new entertainment industry.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And there's something fucked up about the French side here in Quebec. It's the only place in the world, I think, that comedy is at the top of the showbiz food chain.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere else in the world, comedians are always, like, the bottom middle of the showbiz ladder or middle. But, like, singers are always ahead of comics, on top of comics, movie stars, actors. But in Quebec, comics are, like, the richest artists.
Yeah, they like to laugh.
Fuck, yep, people like to laugh in Quebec.
They create a whole thing. And you know what they could do this summer in Quebec, Mike? July 22nd.
Bell Center, make me richer than I already am.
There we go. And Mike Ward at the Bell Center.
And the company that started screwing artists in the beginning.
Just for laughs this summer. Juste pour rire, to be more exact. July 22nd. Tickets are on sale now to see Mike Ward, Suzukut live at the Bell Center. The largest ever live podcast will happen this summer. Tickets are on sale right now. There's over 17,000 tickets sold. It might be over 18,000 because I keep saying 17, so it keeps going up. Get your tickets now. There are still about 3,000 tickets maybe available, so try to get those. The entire bottom is sold out, but you can get it a little bit higher. A lot of fun that night planned, a lot of surprise guests. Mike is going to make it an event to behold and remember. So centrebrag.com is the website for that. Get your tickets now. And if you want to watch Mike on tour, mikeward.ca is the website. He is touring Mike Ward Noir in French all over Quebec right now. And then English dates will come in the future. TheePoseidon69, our producer, TheePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram, and also twitch.tv/TheePoseidon69. He has been playing the new hit game Elden Ring. Watch him play and get frustrated. Twitch.tv/TheePoseidon69. For all of my stuff, that's patreon.com/Pantelis and PantelisComedy.com. I will be in Quebec City May 20th in French at Taverne Grande Allée Laval next week, or actually in 2 days. All that, it's on my website. I'm going to make an appearance in Sherbrooke in April. A lot of little things. These are all in French, though, so English dates to come.
And your Patreon, I say it all the time, you're the most generous person on Patreon. Like, you give people their money's worth.
Oh, there's a, I'm always putting content. And I got a lot of stuff planned this week, too. Yeah. So you're getting a lot of good stuff there. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.